when you hear the music, it's time. It's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. Hey, if you're in the Central Time Zone, it's the show that starts at midnight. If you're in the East Coast, it's already Sunday at 1 a.m. And it's still late Saturday night on the Pacific Coast. And you know what time it is if you're in the Mountain Time Zone. Mm-hmm. And the people over in England, I guess it's early Sunday morning, going, getting up for church, or listening to this rock and roll show. Listen, music, that's why I start my show with music. Music is one of the most important things in this world. Some people have called it the universal language. Music makes people happy, and to be happy is one of the most important things in life. You know, everyone should be happy every day of their life. I am, hey. But I know how to make myself happy. Not everybody does, but you ought to try it. Usually, if you try, you will succeed. Hey, and if you're driving in your car, take off your seatbelt. Stop complying with these oppressive laws by oppressive governments. Really, they restrict your breathing. Breath is half your life force. Did you know that? Well, meanwhile, hey, this is Callin' Radio Show, 888-627-6008. If you have something important to share with the human race, because this is internet radio, you can say basically anything you want. Use a little discretion, of course, but this is Radio Free America. And hey, let's just go back to the music. You know, America, hey, this is America. I'm talking to you from New York City. America, we've made our contributions to music. We invented new styles of music. You know, we can say started with the blues. We invented jazz. We had the roaring 20s with the big bands that went marked over into swing. And then after World War II, the music was morphing into rock and roll. Yeah, and we are the inventors of rock and roll, you know? It morphed out of the blues, it morphed out of boogie woogie and stuff like that. And we had the first king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, you know? Whether you like him or not, he proved that he had a great voice, three octaves. How many people have a three-octave voice? And actually, he moved forward society because of how popular he became. More people went out and bought record players. And that was all to the credit of Elvis Presley. Did he? Oh, you know that? Well, now you know it. And all of a sudden, the idea of the teen idol came forth, quickly followed by many others. And rock and roll was so loved by other people in other countries. By the time the early 60s came around, bands like the Beatles were, doing their interpretation of our music, rock and roll. And by 1963, the Beatles were the most popular band in England and most of Europe. But we didn't really know about them here. But when they finally arrived here in 1964, it was Beatlemania in America. And for those of you not aware, the Beatles not only changed America, they changed the world, and they did it without even trying to do it. It was their music, their personality, their good vibrations. And if you want to find out and really get a grasp of what they created, the hysteria, the love they projected and the love they received, and girls going fanatical, pouring their hearts out more than girls did for anybody before them, you have to go to YouTube and watch my documentary, 3 minutes and 43 seconds only, Beatlemania in America 2. Watch the Beatlemania in America 2 first, because it's only 3 minutes and 43 seconds, and you'll get a grasp of that phenomenal moment in time at Shea Stadium when the screaming was so loud it broke sound records all around the world. You know, they were in the height of their that point. It was the high point of their career. First big rock and roll concert of all time. And then go back and watch Beatlemania in America, a 10-minute tribute to all the things they accomplished. And making mention that I wish to God the Beatles knew how much they changed the world, because they did it more than anybody who ever walked the face of the earth. Yeah, John Lennon was right. When he said we're more popular than the Beatles, he wasn't saying they were greater, but they were definitely more popular than Jesus. In his day, Jesus was popular to a small group of people, like the ones who met him personally. But he didn't change the world when Jesus was walking the face of the earth. His gospel changed a majority of the world later on. But when the Beatles were here in America, they changed the world instantly and became world famous and claimed all kinds of titles that people will never be able to beat. And so I documented that in two of my YouTube videos, Beatlemania in America and Beatlemania in America 2. Plus, Beatlemania in America 2 also shows you a photograph of a charity concert they did in New York, where the sky and the theater, the ceiling is loaded with orbs. Of course, back in 1964, people didn't understand orbs are invisible entities floating around in the air as spheres, plus other dots in the photograph that resemble smaller life forms that leave invisible trails when they sail through the air. It's all in this photograph. It's in the second minute of that video, Beatlemania in America 2. And, of course, nobody even recognized this when the photograph was taken, but this many years later, people who are knowledgeable understand that cameras can pick up things that are basically invisible to human sight and stare in that photograph. And I do some close-ups on it and explain that's how popular they were, to gather dozens and dozens, probably hundreds, of invisible entities showing up to their concerts. How many other bands can claim that? Anyhow, so much for music, you know, the universal language, as some say. Yeah, music makes people happy. It makes us want to get up and dance. That's why I have the music I get. And sometimes I say, get up and dance at the beginning of my show, because music can inspire you to do that. You know, it has the groove, has the beat. And it's in, you know, the music that we listen to today, it's American invented. What else did we invent? We invented hip-hop, we invented rap. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. And hey, in America, we are inventors. Oh, well, you know, like I said, it's important to be happy. Now, unfortunately, you know, it's your responsibility to make you happy. You know, there was a famous song by Bob Dylan made a statement about that. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. Yeah, it's not a crime, really, but if you can make yourself happy, that's even better. And there's a million and one ways to do that. And you're smiling, the world smiles with you. That's an old saying, and it's true. And it's important now we understand the science that good vibrations increased vibrations everywhere. Smiling at people make people happy, increases your vibration, their vibration. Hey, telling jokes also works too. Anybody know a real funny joke? Hey, call in. I tell jokes to people all the time. And occasionally people have jokes to tell me. And but there's not enough jokes in the world. Years ago, people would pass around joke sheets. Nobody does it anymore, you know, because everybody's living their life through the cell phone. Hey, cell phones are dangerous. You know, the Greek government, hey, this is an education show. The Greek government discovered back in the late 90s that cell phones were dangerous to your health. Of course, that info got squashed for the sake of making money. So I talk about Greece, the poor people there, they're suffering with fires, which were probably caused by the New World Order and floods. You know, the weather is manipulated nowadays, unfortunately, by unethical people who have the weather manipulation machines. You know, directed, they call them DEWs, directed energy weapons. That's how they start the fires. That's how they burn villages down. You know, the poor people in Hawaii, they all know that they got duped, you know, they got dumped on. Their town, their lives were all destroyed, and everybody was in on it. Government was in on it. The secret military was in on it. And you name it, FEMA was in on it. The local police were in on it. And they basically got screwed, and now their land's going to be taken away by the rich people. Now, here's the problem, real problem I have. Actually, Alex Jones, I watch him occasionally when somebody posts his stuff up on Twitter. A lot of great information gets posted on Twitter, and he did the same analysis of Maui that the rest of us had all figured out. And he likes to rant and rave about it. But he was 100% spot on. But the one problem I have with him and everybody else, they want to talk about how the government is screwing everybody, how the New World Order is screwing society, how the big pharma is trying to kill more people with more vaccines as if humanity hadn't learned its lesson yet. I have a problem, you know. I apparently am the only one that talks about solutions. The solutions, you know, things have to be done. You know, when all these bad things are being done to innocent people, heads need to roll, as the saying goes. There has to be actions taken to round up the guilty people. Somebody has to have the guts to go out there and arrest these criminals, and they're all in on these scams together. So what's stopping everybody? I mean, has everybody in the world with any authority been bribed? Has everybody turned chicken? What the hell is the problem? Oh, guess what else is floating around on Twitter? And now they're talking about people who are coming on. I got this from two different sources. One is from Australia, somebody else in America. They're talking about President Trump is going to order the military to round up and arrest 500,000 sealed indictments of cabal people. Hey, that's all fine and good, but we've heard this one before. We've heard this number of years ago, and here they're coming out with it again. And my comment on it is, hey, if you go to the portal, as it's called, 2000portal.blogspot.com, you'll see that the benevolent, the friendly, the good, our good galactic brothers and sisters are the ones who's going to decide when this gets done. It's not going to be President Trump, no. And they ought to hurry up their ass, too, because it's all taking too long. I mean, President Trump really could have had this done when he was president, you know, still held the presidency, but, you know, he missed his opportunity, you know. It's known who these people are. But somebody, again, you know, we got to draw the line to sand somewhere. This crap in Maui, you know, people need to be arrested, you know, for incompetence, for deliberately doing wrong things, shutting off the water, not letting the people escape out of town, allowing energy weapons to be used to destroy a whole town. Of course, you know, there's more coming because nobody wants to stand up and do something. Well, you know, I say all the time, but hey, contact me and I'll show you how to set up a strategy to get some action and get some accountability. There has to be accountability. We can't just keep allowing this to go on, because the more we allow it to go on, the more bolder the bad guys get, and they think, well, everybody's so afraid to do anything, we can do whatever the hell we want. And that's what's happening. Look, all the millions of people who died or got infected with the vaccines from the fake COVID scam that the whole world seemed to be in on, except for the general public, they're starting to do it again. Where's the pushback on this? You know, every politician is on the bandwagon again. You know, they're allowing the pharmaceutical companies to do commercials, make it like they're doing you a favor. And, you know, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. There is no logic to vaccines, because I can say that because I understand what health of a human body is all about. And the scientists that went to med schools don't, because they don't teach true health care. You know, they don't treat, it's known the complex systems that a human body, it's not all physical. There's energy systems that are overlaid over a human body. And they got the commercials out there to con you because you're unaware of what real health care is. You know, the lying commercials, ignorant interpretations of the vaccine promoters telling you things like, well, this vaccine has shown to be create a greater immune response. But the real truth of the situation is all vaccines are poison. And this, of course, you put poison into a person's body. Listen to the common sense here so you can understand it. I'm more qualified than any friggin' doctor in the world to tell you about vaccines, and they can't prove anything I'm saying is wrong. When you put poison into somebody's body, of course that's going to create an immune response. And if you get a bigger immune response, that means you're putting more poison into the person's body. And your poor body, its natural immune system, is trying to deal with it. That's not helping anybody. That's subjecting people to bad things. And, of course, it's all for profit. And it's all for, like, patting yourself. The doctors want to pat themselves on the heads. Oh, look, we're successful. It's common sense. If you put poison into somebody's body, you're harming them. And the immune response is the natural immune system of the body trying to defend itself from you attacking it with poisons. And you people that allow quacks who inject unknown substances into your body that are poisons. All vaccines are poisons, and you can't prove otherwise. That's what causes the immune response. It's not necessary. Your immune system was developed over millions of years. It's perfection beyond belief. It only doesn't work when you have been subjected to too many toxins and poisons. Only a moron, an idiot, a brainwashed, fooled idiot would allow some quack doctor to inject some poison into their system. Of course, they're not going to tell you it's poison. They don't even know themselves. They're just order-following morons. You know, they want to keep their job. They do what the bosses tell them. Yeah, this crap has to end. You know, this chain of command systems where people have to do something to hold on to their job, it has to end. And it has to start at the top. These people that have high authority ordering people below them to do things that are unethical, to do things that take your rights away. This has to stop. Chain of command systems are really NFG. You know, and people respond better to common sense understandings and agreements than harsh rules listening to a chain of command, because all the dark, evil creatures in the universe. All they have to do is get a control of the commanders. You know, they can control the captain of the police force, and the police force gives all unethical, evil orders that subject the poor, innocent people to all kinds of crap and gets away with it because he says, oh, I have the authority. Same thing with the governors, do the same shit, and same thing with the current president of the United States and the current leaders of the other countries, you know, crumbs like Trudeau, you know, evil devils, and that moron in France, you know. I heard he got booed the other day. But we have to put an end to this, you know. And everybody has a right to say, no, I don't want to comply. And that's why we have to stop complying. That's why I tell you, take off your damn seatbelt. Get a backbone. Show some spine. And stop listening to ridiculous orders and commands from these chain of command systems that abuse you and use you and trick you and stab you in the back and then want to charge you money for it. You know, and it's all part of the big plan to destroy humanity. You know, these evil creatures from other worlds, they don't like us. They want to destroy most of us, just keep a few of us around to be their slave labor force so they can live their life of luxury and, you know, feel powerful. And then, of course, there's the child abductions. Come on, we know this is going on. It's being stopped a little, but it still continues, you know, to some extent. People are still disappearing. And, you know, why is everybody sitting on their hands and not willing to do anything? There must be a few people with some authority in this world that want to do something. Yeah, it sounds great. You know, the military, Trump's going to order the military. Well, the military should just do it themselves. They don't have to wait for anybody. But at the same time, the good ETs, the benevolent ones, want to do the same thing too. So you need to get together and get your timetable straight. But time is running out, you know? The event is coming on. If you don't know what the hell the event is, when I say the event, well, you got to go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, or you got to go on Twitter and listen to all the other things that are being put forth and get information by people who have the knowledge of multidimensional physics and understand about what's coming, the event, you know, the quantum recrystallization of all life and matter. If you don't understand what those words are, well, you need to get yourself an education, and you won't get it in college. It's out there and plenty of books about it. You know, I mention some of them sometimes. And, if you just sit on the couch like a couch potato and you sit on your hands and allow all these bad things to happen and you're not willing to make an effort to make it better, make it stop, you know, you're part of the problem, you know? Understand, you've been brainwashed your whole life. Turn off the damn TV. I mean, I watch the regular TV news because I want to see what the enemy is up to. And boy, they are conning you. And, you know, this is just a repeat cycle, you know. A lot of good documentaries out there telling us about the mistakes of the past, but the mistakes are being repeated again. It's the same scenario. Just last week I watched something about the IRA and the Northern Ireland loyalists. And they were, I don't know how long it was, long war they had there, people killing each other tit for tat. Well, that's the same scenario that's being played out in the Ukraine, you know. There's a great song out there called the Universal Soldier. I think Donovan did a good copy of it, you know. Look it up. Listen to the words. You know, when the soldiers are not willing to fight, go out and kill each other because people ordered them to, the wars will come to an end. But You listen to the media, they want to drum up the wars, drum up the aggression, divide us with us versus them. And the government is behind it now. Every government in the world's backing the Ukraine. You know, who the hell are these Ukrainians to demand that the world get engaged, further the war and further escalate it? You know? You just look at them. The guy who's the leader of the Ukraine, this guy is friggin' evil. If you can't see that and listen to what he asks for, he would love nuclear weapons, you know, because he's nothing but a pawn for the people that want to destroy America and the world. They want to destroy humanity. And if you're not aware that there's evil being some other creatures from other worlds on our world and have been here for a long time, that you're living in a make-believe dream world. You know, it's not a question of whether aliens exist. They've existed all along through history. Give yourself a real history lesson. You know, there's so many books out there that document the historical documents that give reference to aliens from other worlds. 12 Planets is a good place to start, easy to read. But there are so many, you know, nations. Right now, there's some of them are fighting for us, trying to free us from the energy net around the Earth so we can communicate. And most people don't realize that the reason we can't remember being anywhere else except on Earth is because these evil bastards who have control of our world insisted that if we wanted to be born into this world, we had to sign contracts with them to allow them to erase our memory of any existence we had before we came here. That's why most of us don't have any, aren't aware that we came from the higher realms down here to experience physical reality, and most of us on the planet now, we came here to be participation of freeing mankind from these evil trash, these anti-God creatures that millions of years ago broke their connection to God and then became vampires, and they had to conquer civilizations, decent places like Earth, and begin sucking the loosh off us. Yeah, look that word up, L-O-O-S-H, and you'll find what it's all about. It's a horror story. And we got satanic cults that are part of the kidnapping of children, and they suck the life force out of them in attempt to keep their, I don't know, to feed themselves. Because once you've broken yourself away from God and don't get the free life force anymore, you have to steal it from somebody else. Yeah, it's really that bad. And this is all known now. If you're listening to my voice and you don't know that, why not? The information is out there. It's out there from many sources. And I tell them, hey, join Twitter and start looking for the info regarding all these things. And then you'll find it quickly. Plus, I've given you some of the sites. And while we're talking about it, you know, so we all got our arm twisted and because we wanted to come to Earth and tricked into signing contracts with demons. Yeah, we've all done it. So what we can do is we can cancel the contracts. That's it. Quite a few people out there have things. I'll just run through one real fast here. And what you're doing is you're taking command of yourself, and you do it with your voice, and you talk it into the universe, and you have the power as a human being to cancel your contract. I'll just go through this real fast. This is something you would have to say three times, but I'm just going to say it once and give you an example. You declare, in the name of the I am that I am, in the name of the divine soul presence that I am. There's going to be five of them here. In the name of the I am that I am, in the name of the divine soul presence that I am, in the name of the ascended beings of light, in the name of the galactic confederation, in the name of the galactic center. You're calling five different sources here that you're connected to, whether you know it or not, to assist you in this decree. And you say, I decree and command to cancel and nullify all my past, present, and future contracts and agreements made between any part of my being and the dark forces. And we were all tricked into these agreements. So you're declaring and commanding to cancel them, and you have the right to do that, but you got to make the effort and do it. And understand that all these contracts and agreements and all their consequences are now completely erased from my reality. I declare I am now free of all the karma of any whole being is now erased, as well as I am a free sovereign being of light from now on until eternity. So be it, and so it is. And basically sign off by saying, in light, Tom Edison. Well, that's my name, and you say your name. You know? It's a declaration. You're freeing yourself. You don't have to go to court to do this. You do it by just speaking it out. The universe hears you. The universe is really a very responsive and orderly place, you know, once we start reconnecting with it. But you're connected to it anyhow, whether you want it or not, you know, like dreams do come true. You know, it has to do with intention and desire. And asking also helps, too. So what I went through there, it's out there. You can find that probably at the portal. You know, Cobra's portal. You know, Cobra is the representative of the benevolent light forces that are in the process of freeing us. They're just taking too damn long. You know what I found out? That they really lack ingenuity. They mean well, and they're doing things that we could probably never do, because they have sophisticated science to do it, and they know who all the bad guys are, and they will round them up. And what some people are saying Trump is going to do, no, they're going to do it. And we hope it happens soon. And the event that happens sooner if more people woke up. You know, we need to start talking about this. We need to start putting our best foot forward. We need to start to being kinder to each other. We need to start playing more music and dancing more, and being friendly more, and we need to avoid conflicts. We need to end all the wars. I've said it before, but I'll say it again, and just in case you haven't, it's your first time listening. Yeah, I am a 2024 U.S. presidential candidate, a writing candidate. It doesn't cost me any money to do this. But I have declared it. My website is up there. I'm using the same one I did in the last election, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Check it out. I've got the best battle plan to win for anybody outside of the crooked Democrats and Republicans, because I'm declaring that don't waste your vote on the losers who have stabbed you in the back. And they're both loser parties. They're both basically one party. They're all a bunch of traitors, backstabbers, bribe takers, and servants and puppets of the New World Order, which is owned by the evil creatures from other worlds. And they're fighting their last battle to keep control of us where we can beat them. In fact, it's, you know, the war has already been declared in our favor. It's just a matter of time in these final battles to be played out, but we can end it a lot faster. And we can do it in the 2024 election. I'm asking, go to my site. And I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican, every registered Democrat, every registered Republican, anybody else, to simply write my name in. That's it. You know, you have a right to do that. Learn about it. It's called the right in candidate. When you go to the polls, you have a right to write anybody's name in it. I've got a simple name, Tom Edison. Kind of like that old famous inventor, the electric light bulb and all that stuff. But easy name to remember. And if every Democrat and every Republican wrote my name in, I'd have all the electoral votes. I'd have all, 90% of the popular vote. And it would be the first time in the history of America that everybody could celebrate on Election Day, because it would be guaranteed I would win. And why would you, why me and nobody else? Because I've got all the solutions and nobody else does. Go to my website and you'll see that I've thought this out pretty well, and I know how to solve problems. And there isn't a problem I can't solve. I'm that good. I've been doing it my whole life. Haven't been getting paid for it, but, you know, I'm doing it my whole life. And it's a cakewalk. If you have the authority of the President of the United States, it's that simple. You know, forget about this guy, Trump, man. He had his chance and he blew it. He didn't, whatever he did, it wasn't enough. And he didn't know how to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along, you know? And I'm claiming it's a cakewalk. I'll do it easily. And I'll do it just with the power of suggestion. But if you don't, if you're not an expert with the power of suggestion to the degree that I am, you're not going to be able to do it. And that's why all these other candidates, one of these, including Trump himself, they're all inferior to me, you know, because they don't know how to do that. They're stupidly want to play that same game of Democrats versus Republicans. It's the old game of us versus them. That all it does, it creates a logjam in Congress where nothing gets done. You know? When but I will never be able to convince the Democrats and Republican representatives in the Congress, because I don't have access to them unless I am the President of the United States. And since I'm the only one that knows how to do that and is claiming to do it, and I have no doubt in my mind I can do it, because believe me, I've grown up on the street. And when you can be successful on the street with some of the most nastiest and heartless people in the world, dealing with the cowards and bribe takers in Congress, it's a cakewalk. Believe me, I'll have them getting along within the first couple of days. It's that easy. Plus, I'll be able to solve some of the other important persons' problems, rather that none of the people in the Congress or any country in the world is able to solve. Who knows how to solve the flood problems? I don't care how many weather machines you use. I figured out how to fix any flood problem. I don't care if they make it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. When you set up a flood plan properly, doesn't matter. It could rain from now to the end of time, and you won't get flooded out. It requires a little preliminary work, and it also requires the ingenuity of how to set it up. You know, a couple of decades ago, I tried to contact towns, states, anybody that would be wanting to do that, and no reply, period. You know, nobody was interested in that. Doesn't that seem weird that the people in government wouldn't be interested? And, you know, we're talking about Democrats and Republicans here. None of them were interested in protecting the people from floods. None of them. They had no interest, you know? They never got back to me. They never were even interested. Not an inkling of interest. Is that sick? But that's the kind of people that you keep electing, you know? Sure, the two parties are not going to disband, but in the presidential race, there's that opportunity to write in the person that you believe is the most qualified. And I'm claiming to be the most qualified because I can do things like that. You know, everybody's crying about the border problem. You know, Mayor of New York, he's really uptight because they got to put all this money out for the refugees that are being bussed up. And how about the people in Texas, you know, and New Mexico and Arizona, where the people are crossing the southern border? This problem is so friggin' easy to solve. A 12-year-old could do it, but 12-year-olds don't have any authority. As President of the United States, believe me, I'll have access to go down there and show them how to do it. In fact, the Southern Border Problem, you can turn into a money-making venture. You know, that's one of my favorite slogans. Solving problems with money-making solutions. If you don't know how to do it, well, I guess you don't know. Certainly none of the political candidates or even the elected members of Congress know how to do that. Or is it just that they're receiving too much bribe money so they have to sit on their hands? As long as they want to get bribe money, they have to sit on their hands and do nothing about these situations. You know? And what about the free energy, you know? As president, I'll be asking the people who have the free energy machines, yeah, come on. It's time to let go, you know, time to give these things. We know you have them. It's time to let us have it. But whatever, we'll take one day at a time. And the main thing is to get the Democrats and the Republicans in the U.S. Congress to get along with each other and be supportive of each other. Cut out all the hanky-panky, all the money laundering. You know, every time that, what do you think they want to give $36 billion and another $20 billion to the Ukraine? It's all about the kickback money. Most of that money comes back, and they're all getting filthy rich off of this war. And Ukraine is known for the money laundering capital for the West. So that's why they're all interested in keeping Ukraine, taking care of Ukraine, and that's why they were donating all that money. It's not to beat the Russians or anything like that. It's all about kickback money. That's why they donate money for all kinds of fake causes all around the world. That's why they invented the global crisis, so they can appropriate money for it, and most of it falls back in their pockets. This is how the game is played, you know? As president, well, you know, I'll appeal to their conscience and convince them with the power of suggestion, you know, it's time to end this. And it's time for accountability, too. But nobody is going to be able to do the things I'm going to be able to do and solve the problems easily. You know, innocent people, their lives are being destroyed by floods and forest fires and all this stuff. There's ways to stop this, but it requires strategic plans and physical actions. And we have governments that don't want to do anything except appropriate money for fake causes so they can have it bounce back in their pockets. This is how the game is played. And they'll all lie to you and pretend they're doing things. And that's the only thing they go through on Congress and agree on, is when they can come up with some kind of scam to waste billions and trillions of your tax dollars in a way that they'll get the kickback money and they'll share it with the Ukraine and whoever else is involved and the New World Order. And this is, you know, and it's all being controlled by the New World Order. That's how they're getting away with all this shit. You know, bankers are part of the New World Order. They can just print up as much fake money as they want. Well, nowadays, with the electronic banking systems, they don't have to print up the money. They just put it into their accounts. I mean, you know, this nonsense has got to stop, but it's not going to stop with a Democrat or Republican president because, you know, you don't understand, people. Your vote is wasted if you vote for any one of those big parties, because whatever big party has the advantage in the Congress, they're going to continue to play the us for them game, because that's where the money is. And that's the reality. Why would you want to elect a crooked politician that when he gets to Washington to be the president, he's even going to be more crooked? Yeah, why would you want to do that? And President Trump, that hadn't been president for 4 years, proves he doesn't know how to get the Congress to stop the us versus them game. And he doesn't know how to solve the flood problems. He doesn't know how to solve the border problems. Come on, could have been solved in a couple of months, you know? He didn't even have to appropriate money. Of course, he wants to play the game, too, appropriating money, and some of it falls back in your pocket. You know? We don't need money to solve that problem. The local people could solve it if they were given the authority to, but again, it's that chain of command system that comes in. Oh, we're government. We're taking control of this situation. The same chain of command systems that ruin everything in America. And what about, you know, don't you think it's time to get rid of the U.S. corporation started in 1871 and put the real Constitution back at the forefront? The real United States of America? I mean, look what happened when they went along with that plan. You know, we have a corporate States of America here. This isn't the United States of America. It's a corporate state. This is a fact. Why aren't your phony politicians telling you about it? Well, you know, there has to be accountability for that, and that has to come to an end, too. And I'm the only guy who's going to be able to convince the Democrats and Republicans, come on, you made enough money. Let's stop the insanity. And why? Because if you don't stop the insanity, there is no middle ground here. You are with the evil creatures from other worlds destroying humanity. You've taken part in that, and you're still taking part in it. There is no middle ground here. Are you with, you know, serving humanity, or are you with destroying humanity? That's where we're at now. This is a global battle going on, and the dark guys, dark forces who still have their control positions up high, all the high important, they're going to play their hand out to the end and take down as many of us as they can. You know, they're going for the large numbers. You know, you really need to get an education, you listeners out there, because everything I'm talking is true. And there's plenty of information to back it up. And, hey, I've mentioned before, this name of the show is Connected Dots, and I've got the book out there still, Connected Dots Theory. And it calls mention to all the crap going on, 39 ongoing conspiracies. And I had to draw the line there because there's more. But I just list 39 of them, some of the ones never even get talked about. And do you realize, how come everybody just forgot about it and ignored? It's in my book, Connected Us Theory. Everybody ignored the mass animal killings about 2010, 2011. We're talking about hundreds of thousands, a million animals killed all in big clumps. They were testing the big kill weapons back then on the animals. And it just got swept under the carpet. The scientists said, oh, we don't know why this is happening. Well, they damn well do know, because it was all intended on purpose. It was testing. And look what they did to you with this COVID crap. There is no COVID. You know, the information is out there. Two famous universities in America tested 1,500 samples apiece, and all they found was influenza A and B, no COVID. And when they went to the CDC after their conclusive tests, 100% influenza A or influenza B, when they went to the CDC saying, we couldn't find any COVID, can you give us a sample? The CDC admitted they don't have a sample of COVID. So the whole thing's a farce, a myth, and it was all trickery and conning you with the media. They're all in on it. And the big pharmaceutical companies to allow quack, stupid doctors, quacks and ignorant doctors to inject poisons into you that were intended to kill you, intended to make you sick, intended to make the women sterile and the men sterile, intended to do all kinds sorts of bad things, and that more will pop up later down the road. And how about the babies they kill every day? Your baby's born and they inject them with all kinds of an unreasonable amount of vaccines. And I have already said vaccines are all poisons. What's the logic of this? Did they ask you if they told you, listen, we're going to inject these poisons into your baby, it'll help them? Would you really say, yeah, go ahead? Are you that stupid? But they're not telling you the truth, and they're trying this again. The media's in on it, and the TVs with the commercials, and they're conning you again. Don't you dare allow anyone to inject poison into you. The doctors are ignorant, or the doctors are part of the big farm scam to make money and kickbacks. You know, don't forget, the hospitals in the last fake pandemic thing, they were being offered $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 for every person that died in their custody that they write up a false ticket. It was COVID, something that doesn't even exist. Are you forgetting that already? I mean, you know, stop complying with insanity. You know, they're doing it again because you're so stupid. You know, really. And the fake testimonials and, you know, but people, nothing happened to me. Of course, they made sure a certain percentage of the population were giving saline solutions. So there would be a few people out there saying, I took it, nothing happened to me. It's a sophisticated con job. So, I mean, there's things coming up, you know. If you want to get rid of all the liars and the cheats and the New World Order demons and the blood-sucking Satanists, you know, you need to support me in what I'm trying to do here. You know, I've got the game plan. Every Democrat and every Republican, vote for me. Write my name in on the 2024 election. It'd be nice if I could travel around and talk to more people, but that requires money, and I'm just a poor person, you know? I never sought money in my life, but I've been happy all my life with just a minimum amount of money, of course. Government's just ruining, making it more difficult to live, plus they're destroying the food supplies, still destroying the air with the chemtrails. Why? Can this be allowed to go on? Are these people in government that stupid? They have to breathe that air in too. Their children are being vaccinated to death by doctors that are agents for the big pharmaceutical companies that get your, and the fake insurance companies are all in on it. And it's all paid for with your tax dollars. Your tax dollars are getting wasted, you know? I know how to be cost-effective in everything, and I guarantee you, this country, United States of America, could be run better than it is on one-tenth the tax money. That's it. Easily. But with all the bribe money and all the kickbacks, that's why we're all paying a lot of tax money, and it's all being wasted on projects that only serve the elite, and they're doing close to nothing for you. And now they're dragging in all these refugees who are nothing but criminals looking for the freebies, and we have to pick up the tab on that too? Nonsense. And why isn't the border fully closed? Why don't we ask President Trump, how come you didn't fully close the border? If you really had ingenuity, you would have had it done in a couple of months with close to no money. If you don't know how to do it, that just proves you don't have ingenuity. Which may, you know, doesn't say anything for you to be president. You vote for Trump, or you vote for any of the other clowns that are running. Yeah, sure, out of the whole pack of the people running for positions for the next presidency, sure, Trump's the most popular, but he's still not qualified, you know? And that's it. He had his opportunity, and he proved he's not qualified. All the other clowns, they don't even have a clue as what to do, you know? And if you're stupid enough to go out and waste your vote on election day and vote for these unqualified people that just want to continue the us versus them game in the Congress and keep the logjam going and keep the bribe money going, you are part of the problem, too. Have you lost the ability to think clearly? Oh, man. I've said enough about that. You know, hey, Monday is 9/11, just to remind you. Another false flag operation allowed to happen. There's so much proof it was allowed to happen, but nobody was really, you know, the heads didn't really roll. You know, the people, it was a global false flag operation. and the people in the U.S. that were privy to it and allowed it to happen, they got away scot-free. 4,000 innocent people got killed, and many more got sick from any embarrassment of New York City being attacked by planes. You know, and if you put all the facts together, the whole thing was planned. Same thing, just like the Maui thing. Same thing. The people in charge were out of town. You know, the Air Force was on fake maneuvers. You know. Same nonsense with the Maui thing. Same nonsense with the Paradise thing, you know. I mean, it's so obvious with these direct energy weapons, you know. Cars, not even around trees, are pulverized to the ground. All the houses are pulverized, and the trees are all standing with the leaves on them. Yeah, that's a forest fire? Huh. Yeah, please. And we've all seen plenty of real forest fires where houses do sometimes get burnt, but they're not pulverized to the ground. And nobody was allowed to go in and take samples. And it wasn't interesting that all the cars painted blue were not affected. You know, that information, why that's true, is weren't affected. Anything blue, because the directed energy weapons, can't affect that frequency. You know, I guess everybody with a house needs to paint the roof blue now to protect against directed energy attacks. you know, if you got a head, you got a brain inside your head, you need to start putting it to work. You need to use some common sense and understand what's being done to you. And for God's sake, take off your seatbelt when you're driving. Learn to not comply. You might want to look up some guy named David Strait, who has a lot of important information of how you can re-register your house and not have to pay taxes, how you can go to court and win the case by conducting a certain type of conversation. And I know those things are true. I know somebody who went to court. He asked the judge a key question, and because the judge refused to answer the key question, he turned around and walked out the court. The judge didn't even tell him to stop, and that was the end of the case. So knowledge is power. The same guy actually beat the IRS single-handedly. He didn't have to hire a lawyer. He knew how to present his case, and he knew how to talk intelligently and word the conversation and present his evidence. He won the case. He didn't have to pay any taxes or penalties. So a lot of things are possible, just like I'm telling you. I'm the guy that should be the next president of the United States because I know the art of conversation, and with the art of conversation and the power of suggestion, I will get the Democrats and Republicans to stop fighting amongst each other and do something for the people. It's a lot easier than you think. The fact that you don't, you know, they're all telling you something like that can't be done is because these are the greedy, bribe-taking people that want to just keep the status quo so they can make more money. Don't waste your vote electing those type of people. Okay, I think this is about that. We're getting to the end of the show. And hopefully, look up my YouTubes I was telling you about. And hey, and go to CD Baby. I got two albums out there, American Party Songs and Songs Better Than Dylan. A total of 35 songs you get to listen to free on YouTube. Yeah, CD Baby does that for you when you hook up with them. And you can download any one for 99 cents. You know, I need to make some money for doing this show, you know. This isn't WABC AM where I'm getting $1 million salary. Not at all. I don't get a salary for doing this. So it would be nice if I can make some money or subscribe to my show, you know, go to BBS. Subscribe a small amount of money. Hey, I'm giving you a 10-year college education, 10 years of college education in one show, and I do it every week. You know, how much would that cost you with the fake colleges that only want to limit what you can learn. Well, so much for that. I'm going to do the countdown, get out of here, and you can listen to my music as I end the show. Lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Hey, the video's out here on YouTube. Find out what the party in kind looks like. And maybe you're the party in kind, too. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's the first song on my CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Listen to the lyrics. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.